Good afternoon, and may the Lord give you his peace. This is Father Stosh Daily on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio with your daily message of hope. And as we wrap up this hour and we head into the late afternoon and early evening, we consider how we are coming to the end of the month, a month set aside for venerating the Blessed Virgin Mary. This is one of the months in the year when we are given an opportunity in the calendar, in the life of the Church, to consider all of the different titles of the Blessed Virgin Mary, all of the different events in her life, which help us stay focused on the life of her Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. The Marian months throughout the year are oftentimes easily recognized as May and October, but truth be told, May, October, August, and September are all months that may be rightly considered Marian months. May, in the spring, is traditionally a month set aside for venerating Our Lady. It's an opportunity to consider her role as mother in the life of Jesus and in the life of every disciple of Jesus. October is a month set aside for the Holy Rosary. In that month of October, we celebrate the feast of Our Lady of the Rosary, and it gives us an opportunity to renew and kindle our devotion, our sense of awareness of the life of Jesus in our own life by meditating upon the mysteries of the life of Jesus while praying the decades of the Holy Rosary, the chaplet of the Most Holy Rosary. Of course, there are 15 traditional mysteries of the Rosary, and then St. John Paul II added another set of mysteries called the Mysteries of Light, bringing the total number of mysteries to 20. In the month of October, we have the Holy Rosary. In the month of May, we have the Motherhood of Mary. In the month of August, we have the great solemnity of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary into heaven. And then closing out the celebration of the Assumption, we have the Queenship of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Of course, those two great events are in and of themselves mysteries of the Rosary, which brings everything together in another way. We are able to keep our eyes focused on the power, on the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, but also able to take note of his tender love and affection for his mother, the woman who, in John's Gospel, he gives to us as our mother as well. Remember his beautiful words, "Behold your mother. Behold your mother." It gives us an opportunity to reflect upon how Our Lady appears in sacred scripture, whether it's in the infancy narratives of the Gospel of Luke or in the Gospel of John, how we can see Our Lady's role in Cana at the wedding feast. Something so slight, something so small, something perhaps some would say even insignificant, yet nevertheless, if we understand what takes place, we then have a greater understanding and appreciation for the role Our Lady plays in salvation history. If we consider how the very last words shared with us by St. John in his Gospel, the very last words spoken by Our Lady that he shares are a simple command given by her to the waiter in Cana, referring to Jesus Christ, her Son, "Do whatever he tells you." The very last recorded words of Mary in John's Gospel, "Do whatever he tells you." And then if we go to John chapter 19, Jesus on the cross, and we consider the very last words Jesus speaks about his mother, "Behold your mother." Our Lady's last words are spoken to the waiter, but truth be told, spoken to all of us. "Do whatever he tells you. Do whatever Jesus tells you." And then the very last thing Jesus says about his mother to us, "Behold your mother." So whether we're in the month of May or whether we're in the month of August or heading into the month of September or the month of October, we have this opportunity to renew our love for the Lord by treasuring the great gift he's given to us of his mother, Mary. We Catholic Christians, of course, see Our Lady not only as mother, but also as queen, because we understand that she's not only the mother of Jesus, and because he commands us to behold her as our mother, we see her as mother as well, but we also appreciate her as queen Because we understand sacred scripture in its totality. We're not afraid of the Old Testament. We're not afraid of the great figures of the Old Testament, whether they be kings, prophets, lawgivers. We're not afraid of our history. And we enter into the Old Testament and we learn. We soak up the roots of our holy faith, and we come to understand that in the kingdom of God, in the kingdom of God as it's reflected in David's kingdom and Solomon's kingdom, the queen of the kingdom is not the wife of the king, but rather the mother of the king. And so if we call Mary queen, we are then looking to her son as our king. We're looking to her son Jesus as our king, as our brother, as our friend, as our Lord, as the Christ, as God in the flesh, as the Word spoken by the Father. We see Jesus in all of these titles, in all of these facets, in all of these realities, but we see him as king, and because he is king of creation, then his mother is the queen. And any honor, any veneration we offer her is ultimately a mere reflection of the deeper worship and adoration we give to God. We highlight the beautiful, the powerful, the eloquent, the ever-present role she plays in our lives as disciples of Jesus. We consider beautiful events in her life, beautiful events in the life of Jesus. We consider events in our own lives, especially in those moments where our faith has really been turned on or turned up. And then we're called to appreciate the presence of Jesus in our lives, the presence of his mother in our lives. We're called to open our eyes and see just how present the Lord is and just how present those individuals are that he has given to us and to whom we have been given, especially Our Lady. So whether it's an event like her Immaculate Conception on December 8th, or her Nativity on September 8th, or her Assumption into Heaven on August 15th, or her Queenship on August 22nd, or whether we consider the celebration of a title of Our Lady, like Our Lady of Guadalupe in December, or Our Lady of Lourdes in February, or whether we consider a miraculous image of Our Lady, like Our Lady of Perpetual Help or Our Lady of Częstochowa. Regardless of what image or title or event we draw close to as we think of Our Lady, underlying all of those gestures, all of those thoughts, is a cry for hope. It's a cry for the Lord. It's a cry for Jesus. We are admitting that Jesus is very much present among us. And as he comes to us through a portal, through a doorway. He comes to us through his mother. He is born into our presence by being born of a woman. He comes to us through her. And there's nothing wrong with us going back to him through her by asking her to teach us how to pray, asking Our Lady to teach us how best to serve her son, Jesus, whom we call the Christ, whom we acknowledge as our King. We ask her to teach us, to love us, to prepare us for him, so that we may be a worthy offering, a holy offering to the Lord. Whether we are overwhelmed with joy or we are overwhelmed with stress, as we think of everything that's laying ahead of us this week, as we think of everything that we have overcome in our past, in our history, whether there is peace and tranquility in our families and we are being prompted by the Holy Spirit to pray for protection, or whether our families are separated and divided, whether there is peace or whether there is painful division, we come to Our Lady and we seek her intercession so that we may know how best to pray, how best to know Jesus, how best to love Jesus, and how best to serve the Lord Jesus in this life so as to reign with him forever in the next. In periods or in days of transition like this, where we consider the month we just lived and we look ahead to the month that awaits us, whether we're thinking about the season that we are enjoying and looking at the seasons that are ahead, whether we're considering something like a summer break and now a return to school, or whether we're coming off of a vacation or preparing to go on to a vacation, whether we are in a period of transition or a moment of stability, we are given this opportunity and this message of hope on St. Gabriel Radio to ask the Lord to be ever present and to treasure the great gift he has given to us in the person who is Mary, she whom we call our mother and our queen. We acknowledge Mary as our mother and as our queen, and we ask her to teach us how to pray, how to be faithful in this present moment, and regardless of what is coming our way, how to be faithful in the next, how to be individuals rooted in joy and rooted in hope. In this moment, we are also able to consider all of those individuals who have aided us along the way of discipleship, those who have taught us how to pray, those who have been our anchors in the midst of storms in life. We pray for them, we entrust them to the powerful intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and we ask that Our Lady pray for those whom we love, and that she bring their names and their hearts before the throne of the living God, he who is our King, brother, and friend, Jesus, the Lord Jesus, who is the Son of Mary, the Son of Man, the Son of God. May the Lord give you his peace.